When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, starting on April 22nd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Judy, let's go back to the beginning when this all started for you. What happened?
Oh, my goodness, George. It's a very long story. When I was a child, I was aware of something happening. I'd actually chosen, as was mentioned in the introduction, I'm a blended soul or a dual soul. I work with a dual soul consciousness. And before my birth, I actually chose to forget the ability to be able to tap into the ET side of my consciousness so that I could experience childhood as an Earth human child with all the fear connected with ET contact. I knew that I was being taken. My huge fear was of the dark and of someone coming into the house and taking me. I was absolutely terrified about this. And I had a few experiences where I remembered being taken. But clearer understanding started coming through at 15 when I underwent a paralysis experience, you know, the sleep paralysis that people have.
Yep.
And that was pretty scary. But after that happened, I started getting a little bit of conscious recall about a higher teacher who was working with me that I felt a very, very deep connection with. Now, back then in Australia, which would have been the 1960s, of course we hadn't had the Roswell event that you folks over there had.
Mm-hmm.
So ET contact and just the existence of off-planet beings just was not even taken into consideration here. So I thought of them as being of the Davic kingdom, you know, nature spirits.
Right.
So I felt okay with it, and you know, the fear started dissipating, and then in my 30th year, in 1983, I underwent a very, very full-on daytime encounter in which I saw greys standing beside the bed. I was lying down in the afternoon having a rest, and I saw them in full 3D reality in the bedroom, blocking out light from the sun that was coming in from the window. And their message to me was, you've had enough time out, you know, hiding yourself away out here. It's time for you to get back to work. And they spent probably about an hour with me explaining who I was, you know, why I was here, the work I was supposed to do. I was advised to start learning to meditate. I'd actually been a professional dancer up until then.
Wow.
So trying to learn to meditate wasn't an easy thing. So they advised me to take up Tai Chi, which of course is known as moving meditation. They told me that we would be moving back into town because at the time we were living on acreage. They told me that I would also be learning a natural healing modality. So over the next 3 years, massive changes happened in our life. My husband and myself both moved back to town. I found myself with Tai Chi classes just around the corner from where we lived, about a week after we moved in. A woman moved in next door who'd been meditating for 10 years. She was just up from Tasmania, and her teacher had also moved to Brisbane. They were starting up a meditation group, and invited me to join, which was quite incredible. It was a closed circle for psychic development, and I'd never even meditated, so, you know, even to be invited to join that was incredible. I sat in that circle for 8 years. I became a Tai Chi instructor, and I eventually learned Reiki, which I now teach. And through all this, I started getting some amazing automatic writing messages coming through during the meditation group. And what I found out later, it was my Zeta family basically training me in writing. I was given a writer's course by them. And that was when the books then started coming through. So that's my story in a nutshell.
Now, your latest book is called An Interview with an Alien, which is the fourth in your Zeta series, and it's pretty remarkable. It's a story based on Lawrence Spencer's book. And tell us about that.
Yes, I read Lawrence Spencer's book. Do you want me to just give a quick preview of what the book, the original?
Yeah, I think that'll be helpful to people.
No, because probably not everyone knows.
Sure.
In 1947, two spacecraft from the Zeta Reticuli star system crashed near Roswell, New Mexico. And this created a lot of speculation and debate that still continues. Now, this book entitled Alien Interview by author Lawrence Spencer was supposedly produced from documents that were sent to him in 2007 by a Mrs. Matilda McElroy, who was formerly of the Women's Army Air Force Medical Corps. She was a nurse. And she claimed to have interviewed an ET by the name of Ail, A-I-R-L, who was a survivor of the crash. Now, Mrs. McElroy could never be traced, and according to Laura Spencer, she was deceased by the time the book was released in 2007. Now, this book has engendered a very strong following worldwide, and it's been translated into a number of languages. However, much doubt has been cast upon its authenticity. And the contents of the alien interview document were supposedly communicated telepathically to McElroy by L. Now, in my latest book, An Interview with an Alien, I've actually approached this book. I read it all going back quite a few years ago, and it upset me because there's some good information in it, but a lot of the information is not accurate. I understand from my position as being able to access the grey soul consciousness and the Zeta consciousness. So I can sort of link into the Roswell event very deeply that way. And I was picking up a lot of misinformation and disinformation and quite nonsensical stuff. And I had a lot of people contacting me and saying, well, what do you think of this book? Have you read it? You know, what do you think of it? So I thought, okay, I need to write a commentary on it and just try and clear up some of the mystery about it.
Interesting. And you did a great job doing that. Do you believe, though, that it could be a cover story? That it was possibly...
I get the feeling that it is. There's quite a few inconsistencies in it. And there's a point where Mrs. McElroy, who claims to be Roman Catholic, makes a statement about Catholicism that's totally wrong. I mean, I was educated in a Catholic convent, so I know the Catholic religion backwards and forwards. And I have a couple of friends who've trained for the priesthood. So what she says is absolutely wrong. So for a start, that was a major glaring error in the book. There's a couple of other terms he uses in the book, or she apparently is said to have got off L-E-T, where she refers to the bodies they use, the artificial bodies. She calls them doll bodies. Now, this is not the term used by the Greys. The Greys use the term soul container. But at the same time, the funny thing is I've come across some more information going back to the 1990s by a fellow in the US who I know is a military disinformation agent, and he actually used the term doll bodies. So I have to wonder if he had a hand in this book.
Now, do you believe, Judy, that Roswell, the crash, really did happen?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
It's just the...
I know there's a lot of controversy around it, but yeah, no, it did happen.
No question about that. When the ETs contacted you, and they still contacted you, is there a care or concern about planet Earth? What are they trying to do?
Oh, my goodness, yes. They really do care about it. The Greys who are coming here are actually a very, very ancient Earth race known as the Ant People. And they care very deeply about planet Earth, so they're extremely worried about what Earth humans are doing. But at the same time, they made these same mistakes themselves going back a long, 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 long time, you know, billions of years ago. They went down the same path. And basically just almost destroyed their species and just about wrecked the planet. They brought about a cataclysm on the planet, and they do not want to see this happening again. They understand that Earth-plane humanity has been held back very, very badly by a group that I refer to in one of my other books as the Reptarians. It's an older human race that basically hijacked the planet, and they're sort of, they're the force behind religion and government down here. And they've been brainwashing humanity for millennia. And it's time for Earth humans to start moving on. And the Greys are starting to come back here to help them, not wanting to see them go down the same path that they went down.
Now, Judy, you brought up Ant People. It's amazing because the Hopi Indian tribe from Arizona in this country, our country, talked about Ant People as well. Are they talking about the same species? Are we talking about the same thing?
Yes, they are. They are. From what I understand, I actually can remember a life as an ant person going back about 900,000 years. So I've had a close association with the Greys over many, many lives. From what I understand, the Ant People were the ones who taught the Hopis how to build their homes, you know, inside the mountains, sort of, you know, natural habitations and caves and things. I think it was, from what I understand, it was the Ant People who taught them how to do that.
Were the Ant People indigenous to planet Earth, or did they come here?
Yes, they were indigenous to planet Earth. They were bioengineered or seeded here by higher evolved insectoid beings such as the mantids. What people need to understand is that human life exists throughout the universe, but it's not always mammalian. So there are insectoid humans, there are reptoid humans, there are mammalian humans like modern-day man, avian. Any animal species can evolve into a human if they so choose.
Well, you sent us some alien symbols that we have linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Can you tell us what they are?
Yes, yes. This symbol was given to a close friend of mine, who I actually worked with up on the ship. We were given this by one of the Tall Grey teachers by the name of Aurus, and the symbol is called the Tunaka. I speak about it very, very clearly in my Cosmic Spirituality book. And what it is, this symbol, it's actually a fifth-dimensional symbol. It spans right up to fifth dimension. And it's designed to assist in the shift, the planetary shift that we're going through right now on planet Earth. So the Greys gave us this symbol to try to, you know, assist people with the planetary shift from fourth to fifth world dimensions.
In your latter life, have you ever felt threatened by the Zetas or whatever is happening to you?
Oh, no way, no way.
I didn't think so.
I look on them as family. I went through the fear as a child because, I had cut off that side of my consciousness. I couldn't remember. Because, of course, down here we have to operate through about 10% of our potential consciousness. And I had cut off the ET side of my consciousness in order for me to be able to experience fear, so that I could then relate to Earth humans who were going through fear, because that's part of my job is to help people through fear. But when I had the conscious experience at age 30, as soon as I saw them, I recognized them as family, and all my fear just completely dissipated. It was, oh my God, you know, where have you been all my life? And I've had a couple of amazing contacts with one of the Tall Grey teachers, Maris, that I work with. And the feeling of rapport between us is just beyond words. It's just beautiful.
Judy, tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel, the Judy Carroll, the Zeta Messenger.
Yes, yes. With all the problem going on in the world at the moment, with the COVID and everything, a good friend of mine, Paula Jane, and I decided to put up a series of podcasts speaking about the Grey Soul Group, you know, from my perspective as a blended soul, to try and dissipate some of the fear. People really, really do need to get past fear. Fear is the big thing down here that controls us. We're basically going through an Armageddon experience. It is the Armageddon thing that's happening, but again, this has been so badly misinterpreted. Armageddon is not a religious war. It's a war within our own heart between love and fear. And fear is holding Earth humans in a horrible, blocked, trapped position. They cannot move on, and they've been brainwashed and controlled by fear for so many millennia through religion, through wars, through politics. And Braid asked us to put these podcasts up to explain this. You know, you've got to break through the fear barrier to find love on the other side. And that's the only way that we can evolve to a higher frequency as a planetary culture.
Judy, has the concept of God ever come up from the Zetas?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, that's what cosmic spirituality is really all about. What people need to understand, again, religion tends to present God as a 3D, an old man up on a cloud.
Right.
And the Bible is interpreted in 3D, and it's way, way beyond that. God is actually an energy. I like to think of God as being the superglue of the universe. It's a universal consciousness that is in all of us. Every sentient being has God energy within. We have the God essence within us. And if people can only wake up to this fact, we'll get our empowerment back and we'll get through all this horrible negativity that is being forced upon us. When people are contacted, particularly by the Greys, one of the first things that is told to them is, it's time for you to wake up. I remember saying this to someone as a Grey contacting them. And that's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say, you've got to wake up to the fact that you have God within you. You're an empowered being. And so don't give in to the fear.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, I'm Johnny B. Good, host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon, which dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech, and explores how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed. Ray Trapani, a 26-year-old dropout who was a recovering addict with no tech experience, founded one of the hottest startups in 2017. Ray's company was endorsed by major credit card companies, celebs like DJ Khaled and Floyd Mayweather, and appointed a Harvard-educated CEO. It was gonna be the next big thing, until it wasn't. Because the entire company was one big lie. I'm excited to let you know that all episodes of Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon, are available and 100% ad-free exclusively with the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, so you can binge the entire season. So don't wait. Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, starting on April 22nd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.